if we would hit $500 million under or at the second quarter?
I certainly haven't marked off a number in my own mind, only that if the trend doesn't show some rather immediate change of direction, then we better act before it's too late to do much about it. So that's a judgment call, but it's too soon today, but it maybe not by too long. Well, we're doing everything we can not to do that, and but I can't take anything off the table. This is about the last state around where it hasn't happened, sometimes in a very big way. And it's down there in that category of last resorts. But today's not a day to remove any option, except we're not going to raise taxes on people who are strapped as it is.
Governor, the federal government is, the state's going to provide some data to the federal government
right.
about the effect of the stimulus. And I think the idea of that is to show how many jobs or how much it has helped the economy. Do you have any concerns about the way that this data might be used or about the way it's being reported?
Well, my only concern is that we not be party to misleading anybody. So we will fill out the forms. I'm told there are hundreds of pages that we'll need to submit, and we'll do that faithfully. But in terms of drawing any conclusions, my own view is you cannot tell in numbers whether this has added any jobs on a net basis or not. But we'll leave that to somebody else to interpret. I hope they'll be very careful about any such claims. It's very hard to find any improvement in this economy, maybe just modest, let alone any effect of this bill. Now, I didn't criticize having a stimulus bill. But I thought they needed to try something. Indiana has tried to be as active and quick about using it. We were first in deploying highway funds, first in deploying sewer funds, and we've got some programs like the youth conservation effort that I think have worked really well. So I think the effort has had a lot to recommend it. But I personally wouldn't try to tell a taxpayer that this had any effect that I can see on the economy, or let alone that there is some specific number of jobs attached to it. Someone else will have to look at the data and come to that conclusion.
Governor, the way I read this, we're $165 million off for September alone. Have you identified any single factor in that huge of a mess?
No, it's across the board, Mike. Income and sales tax are both down double digits, and obviously businesses aren't making any money. The biggest drops on a percentage basis were corporate income and estimated payments, most of which is small businesses reporting their net income at the quarter stop. So, we need folks to get back to profitability, both so they'll be paying more taxes and so they can hire some people who in turn can have some money to, some income to pay on.
Governor, what do these figures do for your 2010 legislative agenda when lawmakers come back in about 90 days?
I'm not sure, Abdul. I mean, we want to visit with lawmakers anyway about how much or how little they want to do in that short session. As usual, I've got lots of ideas of things I'd like to see us do, and some of them don't cost any money. Some of them would save money. But we've just begun to explore with leaders of both parties what kind of session they would like to have, what appetite they have for some new changes and reforms. But I'm not short of ideas.
Governor, you talked a lot about changes that might need to be made in methodology for predicting how much money you're going to have. But what does the state need to be doing to actually increase the amount of tax revenue, increase the economy?
Well, continue to protect and if possible, improve the best business climate in America. Just by holding on, by not raising taxes, we are widening the gap between ourselves and other states that are raising taxes. And it's no consolation to me because unemployment is still so terribly high. But the flow of new businesses investment coming into the state has not slowed down. It's not nearly enough, and of course some of it takes 2 or 3 years to get in place. But the best thing we can do is to continue to build a job-friendly, business-friendly environment so that we ultimately have more taxpayers, we just discussed, to share the load, and we can lighten the load on everybody.
You talked a lot about how Indiana's budget is in better shape. Mm-hmm. How do you view Indiana's economy, the unemployment, yeah, all of those things taken together as compared to other states?
Well, not good. You know, I don't honestly understand or trust the big drop in unemployment that was reported last month. It doesn't match up with my sense as I travel around the state that we may have stopped hemorrhaging a little bit, but I don't see that we've gained much back. And so, I think the national economy is weighing heavily on Indiana, just like virtually everywhere. And our task is, for the moment, is to manage our way through it as well as we can, and I hope better than other states.
Governor, how big a surplus do you need to maintain? These credit lines